Right, I'm not even going to introduce this episode. Boxy, just tell us what new name you've thought of for this. What I like to call our useless transaction. And I put it up, so I put the name on it every time. What do you want to call it this week?
I think it's quite apt this week because we talked about drinking games on the last useless
transactions. Yeah.
So, right, you know when you're violently sick into a toilet?
Unfortunately, yes, I do.
And you empty the majority of your stomach out.
Yeah.
But then you get that horrible watery discharge coming out as a post-main sick.
Okay, yeah.
The watery bile.
Well, I thought you were going to call it the watery discharge, which, I mean, either are terrible. We're not taking any of them on. Do you know, it's 1 week. I will be astounded if you come up like with a decent name. I hope you've got one and you're just keeping it. And then, like, as a little birthday present or Christmas present one time, we're just going to go, actually, we could call it this. But
if
no.
You saw on Spotify scrolling through a podcast called Watery Discharge, you are going to want to check that out.
This is the same as what you said last week. What did you say last week? It was something that was going to... The Final Blow. So we've got one episode called The Final Blow and the next one's Watery Discharge. We are we going to get in the wrong clientele through these doors?
I would just like to say that Final Blow does have some connotations towards gaming in fighting games when finish him, the final blow.
Yeah, I know, but that wasn't your... Yours was related to snot in a tissue. So it was nothing to do with gaming. Right, let's move on. It is microtransact. I can't say the name of it because you irk me. So welcome to the useless microtransaction. I think this is episode 6 already.
Yeah, we're cracking on.
No, it's episode 5. I'll lie. Right. But still, that's quite a few. Anyway, today, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Me and Boxy have some confessions. Here's the first confession you need to do. If you have not reviewed and rated this podcast as 5 stars, then I suggest you do. Otherwise, you're going to have to tell Father Tibbet that you haven't done your duty as a good human being. Anyway, me and Boxy are going to give you some confessions, 2 confessions each, about our gaming lives. In the comments, let us know what would your gaming confessions be. Now, I need a while to compose myself with mine, Boxy. So do you want to rock on with your first confession?
Love to, mate. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I've never played Skyrim.
Do you know what? Sorry, before you get into this, that was like priest ASMR at first there with your little whisper into the mic.
I'm bloody good at ASMR.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Are you listening in that dark box of yours?
Well, mate, okay, right. Well, forgive
me. I've never played Skyrim.
Well, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Neither have I.
Seriously?
Never played Skyrim. I think I owned it about 3 times. And I've never played it. And I'm not like I'm against these games. I don't like them. I've got the Platinum on Fallout 3. I've got all the achievements on Oblivion. Mm. Never played Skyrim.
No, and I've got no intention to. No. I don't own a copy. Every time I go into CEX, it's on sale for about 50p. It's one of the cheapest games out there. There are so many ports of it. It's been done for the PS3, the PS4, the PS5. There was like a Skyrim Online. Everyone talks about it. Everyone raves about it. I've seen videos of gameplay and I have no interest in it whatsoever. I don't feel guilty about it. I think I get my mythical, magical, ye olde aesthetic from games like The Witcher. I just have no need for something like Skyrim.
Yeah. I'm the same with you. Like, I know it's an actual, like, RPG. You can do literally anything you want. Put a bucket on someone's head. Eat cheese. Like, give me a more focused narrative like your Witcher 3. That was a great example of a similar type of game, but the narrative is more focused. And that has loads of side quests and stuff that you do. I do know that you can't, well, I want him to play like this and do like this. And that's what people like. But for me, I'm the same as you. And I'm not bothered about the jank, that it doesn't look like it's good. Combat controls and magic. And I never thought in Oblivion it was great combat controls and stuff. And I'm with you on that one. I'm in. Me and you were crammed into the same confessional box there.
I thought you were going to shit down my neck on that one. I thought you were going to go full Northern Chaos on me.
Northern Chaos. No. Do you want some Northern Chaos?
Yeah.
Here is a confession for you. You ready?
Go for it.
And I nearly gave this confession a couple of weeks ago on an episode when I was talking about what I've played. Are you ready?
Yep.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I have never beaten Final Fantasy VIII, even though it's one of my favourite games of all time. Don't be starting the Final Fantasy count and stuff like that. It could be any game. It's the fact it's one of my favourite games. Like, I would class it. Yeah, it's probably be in my top, I don't know. I see lots of people doing, like, top hundreds and stuff now. It would definitely be my top 100 games. Maybe top, probably top 50. And I've never beat it. So this is what I did. I didn't understand the game properly. If you remember when we were talking about it, because you're not a Final Fantasy fan, it sort of negates you being able to grind above the levels. Mm. You've got to sort of tactically set yourself up more. But through the whole game, you've got to learn the right skills and stuff so you can. I'm pretty sure it's the last area. I got all the way through the last area as a kid, because I'll have been about 11 or so when it came out. And I couldn't beat the last boss. And the area that I was in would only give you one experience point. It was like a special area. And obviously you needed hundreds of thousands to level up. It would also only give you one sort of experience for your summons called AP. That helps you to learn more skills and stuff like that. So I was in, as a youth, I'd saved over the top of my previous files because I was an idiot and I couldn't beat the last boss and I couldn't level up or prep myself to beat it. Put it down, never beat it, and I played it a couple of times afterwards and got like quite far in it but never finished it. And I've played so many Final Fantasy games, obviously there's loads out there, and it's number three in my top Final Fantasy games and I've never beat it. So I've just realised, because of when we're recording this, this could be a lie because I'm currently streaming it, or I'm currently have finished streaming it and I've beat it online. But at time of recording, one of my favourite games of all time I've never beat. Have you got any games that like are your favourite? Yeah, oh, I love this game. You would suggest it to loads of people and you've never beat them.
I've definitely got to points with games where I think I've seen enough of it and I have no drive to finish it. Like,
well,
but
for me, I love Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh, there's games like I loved, but I got to maybe like a difficulty wall and I just thought, I'm not enjoying this part anymore and I just don't think there's anything left to appreciate from this game. It's like Remnant from the Ashes. I love that game and I love the sequel as well. But both of those times, I got to the end boss on Remnant 1 and I didn't manage to beat him and I just got to a point when I just stopped trying. And the same with Remnant 2. There was just one bit, because it's all procedurally generated, where it was just too difficult and I was very near the end and I just thought, you know what? Fuck it, I've seen everything that this game's got. See, and it's really good and I like it. But
this is why you're not surprised by my confession, because you're just a mid-gamer that quits them all anyway. I don't quit them all.
I mean, compared to you, I'm not saying that these games are my favourite of all time.
Oh, it was too hard.
Done?
Oh, I can't beat this. I'll play something else. Where's Doki Doki Literature Club?
That's a hard game to get through.
Psychologically.
It's an intense experience. Yeah, fair play if you get through Doki Doki Literature Club.
All right, okay. Well, you're not impressed with my confession, then. This next confession of yours better be a big one, then.
No, I am impressed by your confession, because it does show a lot of honesty if you're saying that Final Fantasy is your favourite game of all time and you haven't finished it. I mean, I'm not saying these games are my favourite, but
I didn't say it was my favourite. Final Fantasy 7 and 10, I prefer. But it's in my, like, I've played like 12 Final Fantasy games and it's number 3. Like, I finished Final Fantasy 9 and I don't like Final Fantasy 9 and I love Final Fantasy 8 and not finished it. Oh, and you always spoil my segment. Come on, let me shit all over your confession.
I'm not spoiling. I'm having a conversation.
No, you're not, because you even got angry when you were trying to see you agree with me. Because I said, all right, you're not impressed. You went, yes, I am impressed. So you're even angry when you're agreeing with us. Just move on. Move on. Let's leave it. Leave it. Too far, Tony.
Just calm down. Do you remember when at school they used to say, just calm down. Just calm down.
It's the worst thing you can say to an angry person. Yeah. I learned that. When did I learn that? When, like, working in call centres and stuff. Someone ring up, my fucking internet. Blah, blah, blah. Right, just calm down. It's like a red rag to a bull. It's the worst thing you can say.
Bloody patronising. Mm. Anyway. Okay. Calm down. Here we go. I'm bringing my sexy priest voice then.
You can't say sexy priest. You can't. Because then this erection is strange.
Well, it wouldn't be strange anyway.
Right, come on. Bless
me, Father, for I have sinned. I use walkthroughs a lot more than I should.
That's not surprising after your last revelation.
It's true. I dip into walkthroughs a hell of a lot if I am struggling with finding things. In most games, then I will happily save myself a hell of a lot of backtracking and time by just going into a wiki and just figuring out where I need to go. And I don't feel that... I do feel a bit ashamed of it, because it's clearly not the experience that the developers wanted you to have. And I know that I am an advocate for that. Mm-hmm. But even in games that I love to my core, Silent Hill 2, I didn't figure out the horseshoe and wax puzzle.
That is such an easy puzzle. I can't believe, of all the things in that game, that's what stumped you.
Well, I'd say it was definitely the hardest puzzle in the game.
No, it's not. Box of pubes was. I just like saying box of pubes.
I mean, it's one pube, if you want to get technical, and it's not a fucking pube. So respect Silent Hill 2.
No, I respect, what was his name? Chris Sunderland. He's a lovely man.
Yeah. So yeah. Much respect when you call him by his incorrect name. Right. No, and even games that we've spoken about, Monkey Island series, there was that one puzzle in Monkey Island 2 where you have to win a spitting competition.
Yeah.
And you have to make your spit weighty and you have to wait for the wind to go in the right direction. Yeah. There's so many elements.
You have
that
to move
puzzle.
The flags.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I will give it so far. I will ponder over something for a good
minute.
Hour, maybe. But if it's getting to a point where I'm just not having fun and I just want to progress and get through it, then I will just look at a wiki and get myself through it.
See, I'm a little bit like, I can't really comment on this because recently retired trophy hunter. Trophy hunting, honestly, is the biggest thing of using a walkthrough. I would always, I wish there was a place on, like, hey, if you, Dragon's Den, get yourself on, someone make spoiler-free walkthroughs where they don't tell you what to do or anything in the game, they just tell you all the missable stuff you can do. Because, like, I'd look at a game and I was like, I'm not playing this game twice. I'm not playing a 30-hour game twice, doing 60 hours, because it's a missable achievement and I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to look at a walkthrough and try and say, right, where's the missable achievements? What do I need to do? And there'd hardly ever be a guide, it would spoil the game. So I'd like to find games where there's no missable achievements. There's an open world after the game. You can get them all and I could enjoy the game. Now that I've stopped trophy hunting, I'm enjoying, I still haven't finished it because I'm just finding time, but Alan Wake 2 with no guides, anything like that, just working my way through, enjoying it, not worrying about trophies or anything like that. I still have this little voice in my head that goes, check every single corner in the area for collectibles and stuff, but I can sort of put there out of my mind. But now that I'm streaming, like when I played Silent Hill and Silent Hill 2, there's a phrase called backseating where people tell you what to do. I'm playing through Final Fantasy VIII at the minute and I've got my Sherpas. Shout out to Eamon and Wildfire VV. They are making sure I don't miss anything. But what I say to them is no backseating, but if something's coming up as missable, let us know. It's awesome. It's like having like an AI, but it's not a human actual Sherpa walking us through, making sure I don't miss anything. But then what I also say, and this is more for stream, I say, if I'm getting lost, if I'm going around in circles, if I'm doing the wrong thing, please let us know what to, like, nudge us in the right direction. Give us, like, a clue, because it's not good for stream to see me walking around like a headless chicken. I mean, some people do enjoy us being, like, shite and not know where I'm going. But I'm like, right, we need to move the story on because I'm going to lose people. Or give us a nudge in the right direction. And that's cool, and I like that because I do like to just experience them blind. So you've got to try. And it's what's also great is I also have things like there's this temple where you get what's called a guardian force called Brothers. And as I was coming up with someone, loads of people going, oh, I hate this bit. Oh, I can't remember. Oh, this bit. Oh, this bit took us ages as a kid and stuff. And they said straight away, oh, do you want us to let you know what to do? And I went, don't let us know what to do. Give us a transit at first. And then if I'm getting stuck, let us know. And I did it first time. And the buzz that loads of people were saying, this is the hardest thing I get lost, that I could do without it. Oh, nothing beats it, man. Nothing beats it. And I'm surprised at you, Boxy.
Why?
Because I know how much Dark Souls built your resilience up and how much it means to you because of that. And
that's,
you couldn't,
different, though.
Yeah, I know you couldn't use a walkthrough because that was a skill, getting better at that skill. But it's the same with other games. If you keep going, then eventually you get it. Like, if you'd got that waxy horseshoe on your own, you'd have been... I mean,
I'd feel better, but I think it's a balance, really. Like, in those situations, yes, I agree. It's better to find them out yourself. If it was a puzzle on Portal or on Talos Principle, then yeah, it's so much better to find the solution yourself. But if it's just fucking bullshit that it's just bad design, then I think that's different. Perfect example. I was just playing Metro Exodus, really, really good game. And I got into this level where you're supposed to just clear out all the enemies and move on to the next bit. Mm-hmm. You had to pick up an item. I cleared out all the enemies, and for the life of me, I could not find where this item was. And it took me an hour just fumbling around this map trying to figure out where it wanted. In the end, I jumped into the wiki. Where the hell is this thing? Literally, it is a pixel perfect spot to pick something up. And that is just shit, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree on that one, because, like I say with me Sherpas in Final Fantasy VIII at the minute, like, one of the things that let me know is what to do to pick up all the cards for the Triple Triad game that I was talking about. And you get them off different people. Last night, I was on a stream. I was streaming. And there was, you know, on Final Fantasy, the backgrounds are all, like, painted. Like, they're not generated or anything like that. They're all painted by hand or whatever. Well, obviously, all your characters aren't. They're all character models, and the people you can talk to are all character models. However, on this one road, there's a random person. They're not anything to do with the game, and they're not a model. They're painted into the background, and they have got one of the important cards you need. There is no way I would have walked up that character and talked to them unless someone told us to, or unless a guy did. And I was actually talking. I was saying, this is bullshit. Like, I hate games where you need a walkthrough to 100% it, because that's bad game design. That's like making people go out and look for guides and stuff like that. And people, you could grind the game for hours and hours and hours and find out every little thing, but you're just not going to. There's so many games out there, and I hate that. I hate when you need a guide for walkthrough. Like collectibles in games are okay. But when there's, like, there's 700 and you need every single one, you are using a guide for that. If there's, like, this is what trophies should be, right? There's collectibles and things that you unlock. There's 50 collectibles in the game. You need 30 or 5 or 40 to unlock the secret ending. Not all of them. And they're in places where you would go and check. So you don't have to constantly thinking, where's all this? Where's this collectible? Where's that collectible? Where's that? Rather than enjoying the game, searching every single little area, and it just enjoys it. But that's just game design. You got me.
Well, we have lots. We have a lot of passion.
We do.
Yeah, we seem quite passionate about that one. So it's your last one.
It is, and this one. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Tell me, sweet child.
This is more of me. My personality, my moral fibre, because this one kills me. As many of you know, I am a retro collector. I am the biggest fan of physical media. I think it is awesome, amazing. I don't buy empty boxes like Boxy.
Fucking, that's a confession, is it?
No. I'm telling a story. I'm weaving a narrative. Shut up.
I thought you were just You sacrifice your confession to have a pop at me.
I can have a pop at you without a confession. Chill out. Right, okay, we'll get back into it. I do enjoy the ease and the, what would you call it? The, what do you do when you do something? Because it's the efficiency of digital games.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all agree with that.
I know, but like, I'm on this thing of down with digital consoles and look at all this physical media, and I'm going for a full PS2, full Xbox 360, and when I'm on my PS5 and I have to get up and change the disc, it kills us, and it kills us as that's not the hill I should be dying on. I should be on retro physical media, and it also reaffirms the fact I'm a lazy bastard.
I think everyone can't disagree with you on that. I mean, yeah, digital is so much easier. I mean, perfect example, I've got Bomberish Cyberpunk on physical, which is still in the wrapper, but that's the free PlayStation game this month. So yeah. I just downloaded it digitally so I can keep it in the wrapper and just keep it on the shelf. Yeah. So I think most people would agree with you on that.
It is. I really thought about these, and you've just shit on both my confessions.
I didn't. I just agreed with you.
No, you didn't. You said, "Oh, everyone has that. That's not a good confession."
If you've got a PlayStation, then the chances are you are going to have to indulge in some form of digital media at some point.
Well, it kills me that I've got games digitally that I don't have physically. Like the fact that I've got Grim Fandango on my PS4 and I can't find my big box PC version, even though I couldn't play my big box PC version. It would be a nightmare. I'd have to download emulators and stuff. Even if I was using the disc, download emulators and all sorts on my laptop and on my PC. I love physical media and stuff. And it just, I think I don't like digital media as well because it's going down the sort of eaten into the hands of the corporations is what they want. They can control how much they charge for a game. And digital consoles coming out with no physical media. And the joy of like manuals and cover art and losing all that. And then I'm leaning in and helping the problem because actually I prefer a game being digitally on my console. It just makes it so much easier to play.
Yeah, but you're still buying the physical stuff. So
I know, but I can see it's slippery slope. It's like a gateway drug.
You just said to me that the Guinness drug. World Record for you the what? Most... You just said to me that the Guinness World Record for the most collected video games is 20,000.
I didn't say that I didn't just say that either. I said that two weeks ago.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, continuity.
Yeah.
And you said, that sounds easy.
No, I didn't say it sounds easy. I said, that doesn't sound a lot.
Well, if you've got that mindset of 20,000 games in your house doesn't seem that bad, then I think you're fine.
Well, I'd say I've got about 2,500 games in my house at the minute.
I've got about 100, so...
Mine's bigger than yours.
Yeah. So I think you're absolutely fine. I don't think you should feel guilty. I do.
Yeah, but no, like 2,500 out of 20. That is an eighth of the way there. Like I'm an eighth off the world record. Like that. So that's why 20,000 doesn't seem too bad.
Still quite a long way to go, though.
Yeah, I know. But like, I was expecting the world record for the biggest one to be like 100,000 games or something.
Well, that you can set, if you set the new Guinness World Record, you can aim for that.
Or he's already ahead of us, I need to catch him up, didn't I?
Are you just going to be a dick and be like, oh, I've got 20,002?
Just buy, like, find a game 50. I mean, I'll have to check in the small print whether the games have to be different. Because when I say I've got about 2,500 games, I'm sure the missus has got a couple hundred games around the house that are duplicates. Like, my actual collection is just over 2,000 at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, if that was the case, you could just buy 10,000 copies of the Little Britain game and you'd only have to spend £6.40 or something.
Yeah, it'd probably cost you a pound. You're still sorting 20 grand and then you'd have 20 grand's worth of the Little Britain game in your house. And
that'd be a world record.
It's like Alan Partridge when he goes back to the fan's house and there's just loads of his face and cardboard cutouts. I just, David Walliams, come to my garage. And there's just 20,000 Little Britains. And then I've got a wheelchair.
I would be a bit scared. I would be a bit scared if I saw that. There's a person in America who has got thousands and thousands of copies of Wedding Crashers, the DVD. And their whole house is decorated in them.
I've seen a few people online that are like trying to buy the most copies of one game. There's another record I can have, because you can just see it. I have the most copies of, and I can just pick a game and buy loads of copies of it.
Someone, I'm not sure who it was. Was it Yorkshire Gamer? He said he's now got a world record or speed run, and it was the Westlife PS1 game.
He was talking to us because he was asking us about how to do speed run and stuff like loading it up and stuff. And he looked for, because he's got a great PS1 collection. Yorkshire Gamer does the, I forgot the name of their podcast. That sounds really bad.
Pixel something?
Pixel Pals. Pixel Pals podcast. Have a listen if you don't already. Sorry about that, Yorkshire. But he looked through his games and looked for which ones he thought wouldn't have a speed run. So he found a game that didn't have a speed run, which was a Westlife game, and he is the fastest in the world. Some people want to be the fastest in the world. Some people want to be the slowest in the world. All I'm going to say is, depends where your morals are.
You've set such a stupid trend. Slowest speed running.
Well, he's technically the slowest as well, if he's the only one.
Yeah.
But I saw him doing it another day after he'd already done it. So I'm like, is he trying to refine his run on Westlife the game? I haven't dropped him a message or anything yet. I'll have to see if he's refining his run. Anyway, we're babbling on. In the comments, let us know, what are your confessions? And here's a confession. This little 10-minuter. Me and Boxy both really want it to be guided by you people. We want to talk about your comments, all the things that you're saying, giving us interesting things to talk about, discussing them. Here's our confession. We're not big enough. We don't get enough comments, so we can't do that. So, splurge your comments all over our face. And in future, you could be the plot device in our useless little transaction. Or our, what did you call it? Our wank bank or something?
Watery bile.
You could be the water to our bile. Thank you very much for listening, and hopefully catch you in our main episodes, our full watery vomit on Wednesday.
See you then.